When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know what? As immortal as he appears, Tom Brady's just like us.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
He's not the first and won't be the last person to change his mind after breaking up with somebody on Instagram.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Can I hit the heat check drop just once?
Well, this is the first.
Mike, will you just let me host the show?
I'm sorry, Rich.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, Baseball Hall of Famer Nolan Ryan, coming up, famed rock musician and producer Bret Michaels, plus your phone calls and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Ah, yes, hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show on the air, 844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on our show. We've got ourselves a lot of fun coming up in this hour because Bret Michaels is not only here in studio, it's his birthday, and not only is it his birthday, but he tweeted out moments ago the phone line here. How do you get the phone line number, which is great. I have no problem with this. I am more than happy. I am more than happy to have him on this program right here, and then do this. Okay, is that me out there too?
Oh yeah,
that was. He's already sent that a long time ago.
Well, no, this is from 2 years ago. Yes. I pulled that tweet up.
There we go. Very good.
It's all happening.
This is fun. So Bret Michaels is here, and the phone lines are lit. And who am I to deny his fans an audience with him? When he has tweeted out our hotline number and everybody's called in. So does that mean I should probably take the one guy who wants to talk about the Atlanta Braves right now? Yeah. Should I do that?
Yeah, just so we can free open a line.
Free open a line. Do it.
Brian in North Carolina, I take you not only because you're a fan of the show, but merely also out of convenience. What's going on, Brian?
Oh, man, I love it. I love it.
No, but also out of respect to you. Because you called in before the other phone lines got taken up by Bret Michaels fans. So what's going on in your mind, Brian?
I don't know, man. We've got to find a way to get you some more followers if he's getting it lit up like that.
No, but, it's all good. What's going on?
Well, I want to come out from behind the bushes and let you know I will call you. But, you know, this whole Matt Olson thing, it's kind of like every rose has its thorn, you know? It smells good, but it's still a thorn missing Freddie right now. Kind of like, I don't know, I was telling people yesterday, it's like, you know, a child losing their favorite toy and their parents trying to get them a new one. You just scream about it, but I wanted that one.
Yep.
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know if it was my tweets or anything yesterday, but they did exactly what I wanted them to do and locked them up for the next 8 years. And then all I want to do is say, I don't know if this Deshaun Watson to Atlanta has any teeth, but I'm kind of for it. I bet
you are. I don't know either, but all I know is that because I look down at my phone during commercial breaks to see if I'm missing anything, certainly on days like this one. Our news desk tweeted out the report blasted out the story from Ian Rappaport that it said that the Falcons are meeting with Deshaun Watson tomorrow, and then it said Falcons to meet with the quarterback Deshaun Watson tomorrow was the initial blast, and then about 50 minutes later they added the word hope to the report. They wanted it updated that they're hope
a
to meet.
Distraction in my day.
They now hope to meet with Deshaun Watson tomorrow, which means that either Watson may not want to meet with them, or they hope that Watson hasn't gone yet.
You don't think he wants to go home to Atlanta?
I don't know. I have no idea. Honestly, man, I have no idea what's going on in that guy's head. Zero.
There's nothing that would get me to waive a no-trade clause faster than going to my hometown team.
I have no idea. I will not suppose a darn thing about this guy. I did not see the last year and a half coming. So
it's been insane.
It has been. Thanks for the call. Greatly appreciate it. There you go.
I want to see how quickly this line fills with the FOBM.
Oh, we'll see. We'll see. Some interesting names still out there right now.
There it is.
There's some interesting names out there right now that you can always see how a market works once the new league year window to talk to people opens up. And the veteran pass rushing market is wait and see, I guess. Because Von Miller and Chandler Jones are sitting at the top of that list. Like, did y'all not see what he just did in the Super Bowl? Chandler Jones is...
Did he lead the week in sacks this year?
Spectacular. Well, he had that 5-sack, you know,
to start the season,
two takeaway
right?
game to start, right? So, and Ian Rappaport just reported that Russell Gage is leaving Atlanta. Mm. To go to Tampa.
No.
Gage and Evans while Godwin gets better and Gronk.
We assume Gronk's brother. Coming back, right?
Dude, that's absolutely happening. But the edge rusher market right now is way open for business.
I saw something. It's because the draft is so edge heavy.
Maybe that's it.
Teams are kind of waiting a little bit just to see how the numbers shake out.
Chandler Jones has not shown any diminishing returns.
No. He had 10.5 sacks.
I mean, he's an OG. So that's an interesting aspect of what's going on in the free agent market. But how about Russell Gage now with Tom Brady and Godwin on a franchise tag and Gronk, and we're just waiting on Fournette, right? We're waiting to see what Fournette's right. going to do. Get some of the band back together. Oh, man.
Yeah, I wonder if Fournette's just going to try to cash in and...
Go somewhere else?
Go somewhere else, just maybe for a little more money. To just get it now before...
Yeah, at the running back, you can't blame him, right? Right. At the running back market... You can't blame him for that sort of thing.
Because how old is he? He's 27.
Say it again?
He's 27.
Should I just take one of these calls and act like I'm Brett Michaels and really disappoint somebody?
Yeah,
that would be rude, don't you think?
I wouldn't. No.
We could do it to put him back on hold.
They all want to talk to Brett and wish him happy birthday.
Line one has a very specific question.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
And line six wants to talk about the Steelers.
Well, he's a diehard Steeler fan. Yeah.
And then the middle ones are just FOBMs, ready to rock.
Friend of, fan of Brett Michaels. Okay. How was the Laker game yesterday, sir?
Oh, the Laker game was fantastic. It was great.
Ask him who he watched it with.
Yeah.
It was great.
He came.
Oh, is he with Ashton?
No.
No.
Sadly, with all due respect to Ashton, someone much more famous.
Yeah.
Who are you watching? Who are you at the Lakers with yesterday?
That's not the point. The point is, at one point, the Lakers were down 26-6.
Yeah, they missed. Okay. They made only two of their first, like, 20 shots or something like that.
Yeah, it was a beautiful thing. And I was in a box with a bunch of Laker fans. And, yeah, so I, you know, it was my boy's birthday. My boy Double A was his birthday. And, you know, he hit me up in the morning. He's like, hey, I got a suite for the Lakers game. You want to go? And, you know me, I always like to see how the other half lives. My first time at crypto.com.
I was actually stunned that you said you went out and that you went somewhere.
Yeah, I'm kind of over the...
No, I understand that things are hopefully, knock on wood, going in the right direction in our world, in our country. So, Double A.
My boy Double A, Aaron Davis, happy birthday.
And so, who was more famous? Who's that?
Well, I mean, it was just a bunch of Double A's close friends. And it was like it was his wife, Jen. It was my buddy, Daniel. It was Rocky. It was DJ Serenade. It was my boy, Gonzi. It was Rihanna. It was my buddy, Travis. It was just a nice core group of cool people got together for Double A's birthday, and we went to the Lakers game, and and I drank some beer. I actually had a beer, ate some chicken fingers.
When in Rome.
Yeah.
Did you get the dessert cart?
Of course got the dessert cart, man.
Yeah.
Did I hear?
You'd love the dessert cart. It was like a candied
Staples.
So did you have? Staples did you have a candied apple with Riri?
No, I mean I had a Rice Krispie treat.
Two
salutes, sir. Yeah. So, how much interaction did you have with?
Look, man, it's a game, and we're all you know, it's just like you don't want to bother nobody during the game. Rocky. You know what I mean? My new buddy Rocky. Yeah.
Did you know that Rihanna was going to be there? Did you know?
I kind of had an idea.
That's why he went.
No, I was going to go regardless. My man invited me to his birthday. Of course, I
wanted
to go.
You wanted to watch Gary Trent Jr.
Put in work
for Don't Trade for Giannis in the first game of the Rich Eisen Show fantasy basketball.
I couldn't
playoffs.
Talk too much trash because I was. I mean, it was me and all Lakers fans, but. Man, it was.
Well, it was brutal. It's brutal.
That suite was silent during the game.
Yeah, brutal.
Yeah. So, brutal. I mean, there were some times, you know, I love Melo Brockman, so I was rooting for Melo. I screamed out Melo a couple times, but he's other than that. But man, thank you for the birthday. It was dope.
Is that how you wound up with the Rice Krispie treat? Because you screamed Melo?
No, I think that was before.
Oh, it's because they thought you ordered that?
Boom, boom.
All right.
There's nothing better than the Staples Center dessert cart.
Rich, the dessert cart is so, so delicious.
Yes, there is. It's the crypto.com dessert cart.
I'm glad it didn't leak.
Has it been upgraded since they went to the crypt?
I think they may have upgraded.
Really?
I mean, first of all, they had a red velvet cake, which I love red velvet. I don't know. But it had the cream on top. Then it had like a little chocolate drizzle on top. And it may have been some whipped cream. It was so delicious looking. But I got a little Rice Krispie treat. And
it's weird calling it crypto.
Yeah, it was my first time there. Like I said,
I did a Kings game, something, and I was like,
you guys know what I did?
Staples forever, man.
Yeah. All right, I had a beer or two, and I don't really drink that much, as you know. But I had a beer or two. Then I decided I was going to go get something to eat. Went to the bathroom, and I came back, and I'm looking at my phone, and you know how there are pictures on the walls?
Yeah.
I'm looking at my phone. I walked right into the wall and knocked a picture off the wall.
Who's
Taylor Swift.
TJ, can I help you?
It was an accident. I did not mean to do it. It was just one of those things.
She opened the arena.
She has a banner.
And so, like,
she might be the one who's had the picture hung the longest.
Did she open? No.
Yes, she did. That's why they have a banner there.
But she didn't open the
state. The most nights.
She's opened Staples Center in 99.
Please,
Taylor Swift wasn't a thing.
Oh, you know
that
what? I don't know. You might be right. It might be somebody like that, Rich.
But yeah, guys, I had my head down.
14 nights or 18 nights or something.
Mike, just hit the wall.
It was Bruce.
Bruce. I knew you were right. Yeah.
I hit the wall and the picture fell, and I'm trying to juggle like a plate of chicken fingers and my phone and a drink and Taylor Swift's portrait. And like, luckily there was an employee there. Was like, I got you, man. And he hung it back up.
By the way, it would have gone in the garbage can.
Stop it, Mike.
It says here that Bruce opened Staples.
He opened.
And crypto.com has been closed by Russell Westbrook. That's what it says right here.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I must be on the wrong side.
Should we talk about the segment we were trying to workshop this morning?
Let's take a break. And we'll bring out the man who our phone lines are lit for, and he's been so kind to tweet at me and NFL Game Day and NFL Network over
the
run and St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. The great Brett Michaels when we come back. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. Brett Michaels, who is here in studio right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Thrilled to have you here, especially since it's your birthday.
It is my birthday.
Happy birthday, Brett
thank
Michaels.
You very much. It's a good day. Thank you.
I heard, Brett Michaels is coming in and it's his birthday. I'm like, really? I mean, so thank you. I appreciate that you even consider coming.
It was number one consideration. I want to say this. When we were talking about it, I said, what a great way to start my morning. I had this whole idea with the coffee cup, which I left somewhere.
I think it's right over there.
If that is possible.
Yeah, bring it over, Liz. The Rich Eisen Show mug anytime you want to throw
it. And I made
up
sure
there,
it was double sided so we didn't miss. Did I not?
Yes. Of course.
I want to say this was the I love this. This was the,
yours to keep,
the dream. Yeah, if you don't mind, I would love that.
No, it's a birthday gift. Was it in your bag back there?
You gave us the best birthday gift. The whole place was lit up back there. It was amazing.
Fantastic.
Yep.
So before we get to the phone lines that are all lit because there are so many fans who want to talk to you. So what do you think of the Steelers signing of Mitchell Trubisky, Brett Michaels?
This is what I think. As a diehard growing up in Pittsburgh, diehard, smash-mouth Pittsburgh Steeler football fan, I'm going to tell you what I think. I think he's going to do a great job.
Okay.
I think he's a great quarterback. And I think when he came into the Bears, you know, and correct me if I'm wrong in this, I think, again, it takes the entire team. It takes the village. And if I'm not blaming the line, but if things aren't working right, you're going to have a tough time being a great quarterback if things are falling apart on you, right? But as a quarterback, you got to be a leader, step up, and know what you want to fix. You got to say, listen, I need to get in there and be really proactive, work with people, inspire them to want to block for you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's sure. If you don't inspire the team. And I think for us, I'm a believer, and I think he is going to be a tremendous quarterback for our team. I know there's people out there, different opinions. I can only give you mine. I'm also a guy that has to believe that it's going to take it to that next level. And I think sometimes you get the right chemistry, the right people. If Tomlin stays, Mike's incredible. I know there's offers out there. And
I don't know. I never understand why Steeler fans want, some want him gone. I think he is truly one of the best in the business. He always has been. The teams have never had a losing record with him, and it's because they don't give up. He refuses to allow them to. They buy in what he sells. I truly love that guy. Obviously, it is a post-Big Ben world, and we'll see how it goes. Who was your Steeler growing up? Who's that guy for you?
When I grew up, and before I say, I was going to say, first of all,
is it Mike Tomlin's birthday today?
Yeah, Mike Tomlin, same day as me today.
He's 50.
Happy birthday. We're the Ides of March.
Yeah.
The Ides of, I see you back there. Yeah. I'm waving.
Okay.
It's,
you and Mike.
How about that?
Me and Mike share. So let me say this. I'm a believer in Mike. And meeting Mike, me and my daughters went out on the field. We're doing the terrible towel as we do. We bring them on.
Yeah.
Brought out all the veterans. Mike always comes up super nice. His eyes are driven. He's focused. I think Mike's great. And he inspires the players.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday, Mike.
There you go. For sure. I know. So who's your guy growing up? You still
My guy growing up that inspired me, and I remember the exact moment, was Jack Lambert. So as a kid, I'll never forget this. I get a little emotional about it. I was up there taking a beating from all my Cowboy friends and fans, right? Cowboys are a great team, you know? And we're there in the Super Bowl, and we're having a rough go. Roy misses the kick, right? And I believe it was Harris, comes up, smacking him on the head, making kind of busting his balls. Mm-hmm. And Jack turned around and he grabbed him, threw him on the ground. It was, you can watch this over and over. He was pissed off. And that energy willed the Steelers. That willed them to win that. His legs, I love it. You know, my dad used to say, look at his legs, his determination. He was just giving it. He was out there. His legs were going. There was no one getting by them. And then again, the Steelers team, they always say they weren't always great. They were just great when they had to be. And they were great. They turned it on. Swan making that catch and Stallworth and the whole team, incredible.
I might be wrong. I like to have information buttoned up, but I kind of heard a story one time that Jack Lambert was a roadie for the Rolling Stones or something like that. I have a feeling like will you look that up, Chris? And it led to somebody else's opportunity. It's kind of crazy. I don't know what that's all about, but
that, I mean, I have to know that story now. This is like a music history mystery.
I might be totally wrong on that front, but I just love your fandom and obviously your passion for everything that you do. Let's take some phone lines. Speaking of passion,
before we start, yes, I got one thing. I want to throw this out there.
Okay, sure.
Rich, what about my buddy, family friend, of our family, mm-hmm. Matt Corral?
Okay,
Ole Miss.
Yeah,
they. I'm telling you. I know Trubisky's in. I get it. And I hope I said that properly, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I know he's in, but I'm telling you, Matt Corral is this kid. I've seen him grow up, play all over the place in Southern Cal. He has got, for whatever my 2 cents are worth, he's got that heart of a lion. His guys would get hurt on the field. He'd run out, carry him off the field, team player, quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He has a unbroken fighting spirit.
Now, again, for those who may not be familiar, your connection to Matt Corral is
family.
Okay.
Yeah. No other than I'm just saying this, but you know, sometimes you can have a family friend that's good at something, but you're going NFL. That's you're top,
right?
Top of the league, right? I mean, you're the best of the best, but he's got it. And you know, someone out there, if it isn't the Steelers, is going to be very lucky.
And he didn't work out at the combine because of, you know,
his
the
ankle
injury that he suffered because he wanted to play that bowl game.
So can we discuss that, right?
Please.
Here, this is a huge topic for me. You go through, it's such a strange thing because we're in such a tough time, and I know they have all the words for it now. These athletes play with their team, and then they get to this moment where they're asking, you know, their agents, there's big money. So in defense of them, they're going, I don't want to get hurt my last game. And on the other side of that coin is, if I'm a team player, I'm going out like a lion. I'm going out fighting. I want to play with Ole Miss, you know, and go to win. And then you have an ankle injury. But I think, you know, I saw the rehab. He's going to be amazing. And it's such a catch. You know, please weigh in on this because it's such a catch 22 of us as viewers, right? You're watching them, and I want to see them play. And he was like, there's no way I'm not going out there to play. So there's a part of you that has to absolutely admire that would be his fight on a team.
Say it's his prerogative to play or not to play. I don't have a problem with a kid who's like, you know what, I don't want to play in this game because it's not for the national championship. And right. As long as he and his teammates are cool with it, you know, I'm fine with it as well. I mean, you've seen players who get hurt significantly in these bowl games, and they've got to think about their long-term future. And I don't view it as the red flag that he's going to be a bad professional or a bad teammate in the future because they have not, they've decided to opt out. I have no problem with that. And again, my heart was in my throat when I saw Corral on those crutches, and it just was again. I mean, you must have been beside yourself.
Yeah, I was watching. I saw the tackle, and I was like that. And here's the thing: what I say is 1,000% agree with you that you're looking at these fact to go. You know, in the first round of the draft, you're looking at your future, big money, your family. There's a lot of stuff. So I wouldn't be mad. I just think what I was saying is if they choose to play. Knowing that the risk is high of an injury, but if they choose to play, what I was trying to say is that heart, I call it the heart of a lion. The fact that he cared about his teammates and he didn't want to let them down, again, you know, then there's the injury, But I was just saying, I think whoever picks up Matt is, for last part of this, he is such a fierce fighter, chip on the shoulder, which I love, as long as that energy and anger isn't bitterness, but rather focused towards winning the game. If you can focus that.
Do you text Tomlin or Colbert and say 20th overall?
I said, I want to make some moves here, Mike. It's your birthday. It's my birthday.
Let's go. Your birthday wish is Matt Corral, 20th overall.
Just throwing it out there.
Just got Trubisky. It's okay. A man can wish for something on his birthday.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Sure. Just throw it out there and see how it flies. Brett Michaels here on the Rich Eisen Show. You were kind enough to tweet out that you're coming here.
Excited, and then I
appreciate that you said that, and we were excited to have you here, especially again on your birthday. My gosh, phone lines are lit. People cannot be more excited to talk to you, and let's take some calls.
Absolutely.
All right, Don in Pennsylvania.
Oh yeah,
you're first up. You are on the Rich Eisen Show live with Brett Michaels. What's up, Don?
First of all, happy birthday, fellow Mechanicsburg boy.
Thank you very much. Here's to the Berg, both Pittsburgh and Mechanicsburg, to us Wildcats. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, bro.
All right.
I took a little bit of wind out of my sails. I wanted to get your opinion on Trubisky, but I've got it. But what other moves, like getting the coach from Miami, what do you think we need to do with our secondary? Anything else we want from our Steelers, bud.
Yeah, here's what I think. Again, I'm going to go back to Mike. You know, and again, I know there's always rumors out there. I know his contract is still a few more years. Here's my real feeling, and you know him. I believe they say black and gold, but black and yellow, right? And I say this. I think that the choice of quarterback is, first of all, we got to believe. I think if he's given the right line, if Tomlin comes in, if Mike's continuing on, I think Mike is going to set that up. We're going to believe in that, and we're going to make that rock. And I think, again, in the secondary, I know that it's hard to say this because I'm a guy that firmly believes we have a great team. I just think there's got to be a little bit of chemistry. And I want to say this. I've said it on every show. The one thing I always beg, and I know I don't ever want to pretend to be a head coach in the NFL, but play to win. I hate when they go to big zone, eat up the clock. You might as well just walk the ball 15 or 20 yards every play down to the other side. I say take the risk and play not time clock management. Don't do it.
There you go.
That's my two cents. Again, it's just an opinion. But I'm a go play to win guy. When you start doing that, I'm like, well, why don't we just march them down the field 20 yards on every play? And then it puts the secondary in a bad position.
Don in Pennsylvania, thank you for the call. There we go.
My two cents. Are they going to hook me off the show?
No.
Brett, thanks for coming. You're fired.
What are you talking about? It's your birthday.
That's right. You can't be mean to me today.
Rory in Santa Ana, California. You are on the Rich Eisen Show with Brett Michaels. What's up, Rory?
Hey, Brett, happy birthday, first of all.
Hey, Rory, thank you very much.
I've got CeCe DeVille, one of my neighbors out here.
I love my CeCe DeVille. CeCe,
I know you do.
And he just hit me up right before I walked on the show. He texted me and hit me up. I'm going to give him a call when we're done.
Yeah, he wants to, you know, he's been running for years. Trust me out here, you know, waiting for this door, I think, you know?
Absolutely.
And he's a great guy. It's kind of funny. A lot of people out here thought he's a homeless guy running for a long time, the way he dressed. You know, so somebody finally said, that's CeCe DeVille. We went, yeah, it is, isn't it?
I want to say, you know how many times I've heard that? We'll be out on the road. And CeCe throws on, he's an adamant runner now, right? Got his life together, rocking it. But he'll put on this stuff that you're not quite sure what's happening, but whatever it's doing, it's working. You know what I mean? It's incredible.
All right, Rory.
Yeah, you're a great guy. Yeah, thank you.
I'll see you on the stadium tour this summer, my friend.
There you go. The Nothing But a Vibe tour, currently on tour in advance of that summer tour.
Yep.
For more dates, you visit brettmichaels.com. The summer tour begins When?
The summer tour, I believe, kicks off in mid to early June. Okay. And we're in Atlanta because of the, obviously, the pandemic over the last few years. We announced it in 20.
Yeah.
Then 21. Yeah. And now 22. And I'm like, I said, if I have to drive the trucks myself, I don't know what's going on. But I'm not kidding you. I'll load it in. I'll help. And they're going to put me to it. I know it's going to happen.
What's the first venue you ever played at?
Very first venue was, if I remember correctly, was the Paradise Bar and Grill in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, where we helped move the pool table out of the way. And I dressed in the bathroom, public bathroom, not large public bathroom. And it was a hell of a show. It was great.
What's the biggest venue you played then?
Biggest venue would be, well, the stadiums. But we then, when it hits, it was amazing. And on Cat Dragged In, we got to play Texas Stadium with Aerosmith and Boston, and we walked out there. And if people want to see it, it's the "I Won't Forget You" video from Poison. 83,000 people, and for the first three songs, I didn't even know where I was at. My eyes couldn't focus on everything. The amount of people all partying, it was everything you thought a rock and roll concert was, and it was incredible. When all of a sudden Paul Stanley from Kiss walked out on stage and started playing guitar, and I was like, this is a good day right here.
Is that the stadium with the hole in the roof? Is that what you're talking about?
The old Cotton Bowl. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was, Rich, it was an incredible. I remember walking down there, and Steven Tyler's like, give me the thumbs up, and I'm thinking, I just saw him a year ago, and I was in double Z at the back of the arena with the less than reputable tickets. You know what I mean? Possibly bootleg. And I'm not making that up. I'm like, are these really? It says horse race on it, but they let me in. And, you know, and I got in the back of the arena. I'm thinking, he's giving me the thumbs up. And then all of a sudden, you know, here's Paul Stanley out on stage. It's on the video. He just walked out and started playing guitar with us, and it was... it was a good day in my life.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, Paul Stanley's real last name is Eisen.
It is 1,000% correct.
No relation.
I wanted to bring it up.
No, it's okay.
Wanted to bring it up, but
I never had.
I wanted to ask.
Never had Rosh Hashanah dinner with cousin Paul. Never did. You know,
we're putting that together, never guys. Had everyone.
That. Never had it. We could do that. We could do that. That is so cool that you have those moments where you just have the goosebumps, where you're just like, okay, this is the coolest freaking thing.
It is. And I got them today. Right now, you go back and think about it. And I'm one of those guys, for whatever it is, I hope that I'm grateful for the chance to be here, the chance to do that,
right back at you,
and just given a chance. You know, that was all I asked when I was a kid. I'm like, look, just like NFL, anything, you got to pay your dues, you got to put your time in, you got to that sweat equity, but given a chance. And I think there's so that's what I want so many people to hopefully take from this, my kids, you know, that listen, it doesn't get handed to you, and you got to earn it. And even guys that are going to be drafted, that's just a foot in the door. Barely a foot in the door at the big table.
Mm-hmm.
And then you gotta go rock their world.
And take the opportunity and go crush it.
Best crush it. That's it.
Let's go to Angie in Minnesota. You are on the Rich Eisen Show with Brett Michaels. What's up, Angie?
Hello, Angie.
Happy birthday, Brett.
Hey, thank you so much. How are you, Angie?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. It's great to hear your voice.
Can't wait to see you in Minneapolis.
It's going to be awesome. We're there this weekend, and we're coming up this weekend and then back in the summer on the stadium tour. And so it was confusing. I'm out on the solo Nothing But a Good Vibe tour, and then we segue into the stadium tour throughout the entire summer into the fall. It's going to be great. And Minneapolis, one of my favorite ever memories, I just want to say this, playing when I believe it was called the Met. The original arena. Oh my God. It's one of our videos that we use footage from, and it was an absolute insane party. Many good times in Minneapolis.
Yay. Well, I can't wait to see you in the stadium.
I can't wait. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call, Angie. Appreciate it. Speaking of Angie, do we have confirmation about the Jack Lambert Rolling Stone story?
Yes, I actually researched it.
We have it? By the way, out of all three, no disrespect to my guy over there, but out of all three guys that I would want researching it, he would probably be the last to do that.
You would not want to ask.
No, like accuracy is not music, your forte. Music, I turn to this man any day of the week.
Absolutely.
But in terms of Googling and researching, you have
the floor. It was Nick Saban
And what happened? It was Nick Saban actually told the story that they were hired when they were playing football as basically security for the Stones at a concert. And he told it on a show that it was him and Jack Lambert. They actually worked a Stones concert together.
Nick Saban and Jack Lambert.
Yes. Well, actually, that's kind of different from the story I'm reading. Oh, right.
Wait. I'm so sorry, Brett. But you know what? I like the entertainment value because now my mind's going like, music history's greatest mysteries. I say all of us do this together. Just throwing it out there as
we're
a business.
We're piling something. We're spitballing. We're piling.
Mine's right on the Alabama Crimson Tide. That's
right. So, TJ, you have the flip.
Go ahead, TJ.
Altoona, Pennsylvania's finest.
We had a great conversation. We love an Altoona.
Yes, I love it.
The 814 and the 412. We stick together.
The 412.
So apparently Nick Saban, I didn't realize this, played college football at Kent State with Jack Lambert.
Okay.
So one night, Saban and a linebacker named Bob Bender, they were chosen to work security for the Rolling Stones, and somebody tried to throw something at Mick Jagger. This guy slapped it out of his hand. Mick Jagger called him, and he hired him as his bodyguard, right? So this guy, apparently, according to Saban, stops coming to practice. He's now, I'm security for the Rolling Stones.
This guy named Bob Bender.
Bender. Yeah. So the,
I'm going on tour with the Stones, bro.
So I'm out. And that's how Lambert got put up the flow chart?
What happened is the coach is like, well, we've got to have a middle linebacker. That's the most important thing. They played a 4-3 in those days, so we moved Jack Lambert to middle linebacker. And as Saban said, the guy made All-American, and the rest was history.
Because Bender... Went on the road with the Stones.
Right.
So, I knew there was something going on.
You were there, Mike. So, there was just a little tweak of it.
So, by the way, Rich was right. I was wrong.
That's okay.
So, Brett, you get why Rich said that.
But sounds great right exactly. now. So
but
that's
that story
job.
Was the kickoff, the beginning,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty much the story. Yeah.
All right, good. I just want to make sure.
So, did Saban tell that story on the show? How the hell did I know
he
that story?
He told it
on the head coach in the Nick Saban show.
Yeah.
I heard that story ago. Jack Lambert got an opportunity. I knew somebody got an opportunity. Yeah. So I love it. Very good.
That's amazing.
You never know who's you. You never know who's what football history you, Brett Michaels, could make by having the right roadie on the tour.
I'm just telling you right now. And you think about that moments in life, right, that have an impact. Think about that. Had that guy not had Mike drop, I'm out, I'm going on tour with the Stones,
right.
We wouldn't have Jack Lambert, and I wouldn't have my story. It's a long line of things.
It's a ripple in the pond of Steeler life.
It's a ripple in the pond.
It is that.
Altoona rocks.
Yes, it does.
Well, that's a new drop. That's a new drop right there. We'll be playing that for a long time to come.
You got a lot of fans back there, Brett, so they're going to be happy to hear that.
All right, let's just take one more. I feel so bad that I'm going to be leaving somebody on the floor here, but there's so many people who want to speak to you.
Andy Mighty Mullet.
Let's go to Roxy in Vero Beach, Florida. What's up, Roxy? You're playing the Rich Eisen Show.
I actually got through. True story. I opened my Twitter to wish Brett a happy birthday, saw his tweet, and figured, what the hell? So happy birthday.
There you go.
Thank you.
Ripple in the pond.
Let's ripple in the. It is. And Vero Beach, by the way, I got to say this as I've traveled quite a bit. Vero Beach, one of my favorite beaches just south of Melbourne and Sebastian Inlet, right?
Yeah, it's nice. Last time you were here, though, it was cold.
Do you remember? Okay, you ready for this?
Sure.
The day before, they got Jake Owen at the concert, right?
There.
It was and we both have sold a. It's ridiculous amount of tickets. The day before, 75 or 80 degrees. I'm not making this up.
At night.
My night, 20, it hit below freezing. I walked on stage in my t-shirt. I go, what happened? During the day, I'm sun tanning. This is an awesome day. The next thing I know, I walk out. We come out. And I knew it was cold, but there was no way. They're like, do you guys want to cancel this thing? It's about to snow. And we're like, we're not canceling. We're going. We're Pennsylvania tough, right? And we're going out there, and it was a great concert.
It was awesome. We wound up getting your guitar afterwards and coming back and meeting you.
It was great. It was great to meet you. And you know where we matched that money when we did the Life Rocks auction, which, by the way, just go to brettmichaels.com if you're interested in the Life Rocks Foundation.
Yeah, I've donated.
That's so cool.
Well, with getting the guitar. In fact, I had my daughter with me. The last time I had met you, I was still living up in New York. You played the White Plains Civic Center.
I remember.
I met you back in 1988. My daughter was 6 weeks old. Well, when we saw you in Vero, she was standing right by my side, and she met you as well.
Love it. See, love that's it. The ripple, the years and great, great generations. I want to thank you, not only for you and your daughter, but your donation to Life Rocks. We matched that, and you saw the kids that night that were there, that were with all the first responders, the kids that had had all the burns and severely burned.
It was incredible, yeah.
Yeah, that's where it all went.
Well, Roxy, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I'm glad you got through.
Thank you, Roxy.
There you go. Very good. Here's what's going to happen. We've got too many phone calls. I can't just tell these folks that that they can't talk to you. I'll try and get through them as much as I possibly can. Before I take, can you stick around one more second?
I'm right here. Okay. This was a great day in my life.
I just have to ask you. It's your birthday.
It's a great note. But beyond that.
You're a good man. Deshaun Watson hasn't been traded yet, right?
He is not.
Okay, so he's still a member of the Texans. There's been no breaking news, correct?
No breaking news.
I just need to make sure about that. No breaking news. All right, well, we will come back right here on the Rich Eisen Show. More phone calls with Brett Michaels. I'd give the number, but all the phone lines are taken. Get back in a second.
Matt Corral to Seattle.
It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Mr. Sweet Sexy
Nicky. Did you notice I started sweating? Also, I'm like, hold on a minute.
How do I go from that phone call with Nicky back here to this, but I'll just go right in here. Do you play golf, by the way?
I do.
Okay. I've got a putter for you. There's the new Trihot 5K from Callaway Odyssey. We have been talking about this for a few weeks now. Odyssey, the number one putter on every major tour in 2021. More pros won more major championships in 2021 with an Odyssey putter. And Xander Schauffele also won gold last year in Tokyo using the putter. The new Trihot 5K has got the legendary white hot insert, totally mind-blowing, a classic blade with the forgiveness of a mallet. That doesn't even make sense, but it's an example of why the best players in the world rely on Odyssey putters when it matters most. Again, number one in worldwide wins, number one putter on every major tour in 2021. See what makes Odyssey the number one putter on tour at odysseygolf.com. Brett Michaels here for a few more minutes on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's try and sneak in one more phone call here on the program. We'll go to Jesse in Ohio. What's up, Jesse?
Hi, Brett. First of all, I just want to tell you happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I know you meet hundreds of fans all the time, so I'm sure you don't remember me, but I met you a few years back at the Honeywell Center in Wabash, Indiana.
Yeah, I know it very well.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, you called a radio station, and I happened to know the DJ, so he asked you to record a soundbite for me, and you said, that I rock your world. I want to tell you that you also rock my world.
Well, this is making best birthday ever right here. This is a good day, and thank you for saying that. And make sure, you know, we're going to be playing a whole bunch right there in that area. Make sure I get to see you again when we come back through town, not just the stadium tour, but also going to be through there a few times throughout the early spring, leading into the stadium tour and a nothing but a good vibe tour. And I can't wait to see you. And thank you for spending this time with me early in my birthday.
Thanks, Jesse. Appreciate it.
I'm going to see you in Cleveland in July. So
Cleveland, great. Cleveland rocks. It is going to be a great day.
I've heard that one before. Just BrettMichaels.com is where you can check all that out. Let's sneak in one more. Jada in Tampa, Florida. What's up?
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I'm actually on here talking to you. I don't want to make it about me, though. I want to say happy birthday. And speaking of birthdays, I have to be probably your youngest yet biggest fan. For my 21st birthday happening in July, I'm actually having a Rock of Love-themed 21st birthday party.
Hey. That is awesome. First of all, thank you. Second of all, the Rock of Love mega birthday-themed party is going to be incredible. And we're going to get some information. If you hang, we're going to send you something awesome from the actual Rock of Love.
Mike.
And then I'm going to bring the whole... But we're putting this band back together. We may come and play there. Okay. Can't promise that.
Okay.
Oh, I would absolutely die. I mean, I'm looking at all these different, like, cover bands because I know you're going to be super busy. And I actually missed you when you came to, you know, Tampa in late February, and I was so sad about it. But regardless of what happens, again, super big fan, the 21st birthday. I don't think any of my friends are going to really know what's going on. But they will know, trust me.
I promise you. And you know what? Before you go, Mark, make sure they hold so we can send them something.
It's not your guy, Mark.
He doesn't know what he's doing, but it sounded good off camera.
The problem is it's my guy, Mike, who's got a finger that's very fast. Be very careful. Put it back on hold.
Put it back on hold.
Okay, Mikey, take it easy.
Go pick up the phone.
Take it easy.
There we go. Everybody back off. Hold on a minute. I can safely report. It's all good. She's on hold.
I'm
giving her information to Adam, our call screener.
Rich is making a mental note. Never invite Brett back again.
No, stop.
He's yelling to fake people off camera that aren't over there.
Brett Michaels Auto Scrapography. You can get it at shopbrettmichaels.com. For more dates, visit brettmichaels.com on the Nothing But a Vibe tour. Unbroken, his new song, is available right now. The Life Rocks Foundation. Please go and donate right there. Happy birthday, sir. Yes,
thank you very much. This is incredible, man. Thank you for having me.
Of course. And, you know, I've got 90 seconds to go. There's going to be big daddy points at home for me. And I understand all the accomplishments you have had in your career. But for me to tell my children that I hung out with the banana from the Masked Singer is going to be huge.
That's their
tell
thing.
Your kids. Absolutely huge.
We're going to get them something. I've got Mark.
Mark.
Not Mike. Mark.
Mark.
Two bananas for the kids.
It's
the
three.
Sign
it's
trophy.
Three. It's three.
Bananas.
Three.
Three. Three bananas.
Like orange whips. Orange,
I need. I meant three. Three bananas.
Three bananas. Oh my God!
The trophy Masked Singer bananas.
Wait till I tell them.
Wow.
I've hung out with the banana from Masked Singer.
That's why you're the best dad ever. I'm running. Can I run a close second on that? I'm a fairly good, decent dad.
People. We're competitive. Oh, God, they just did. They also thought it was a little unfair. They're like, you're a singer. You know what I mean?
I know, but you know, can I tell you something? I had to sing through that banana hole. It was my eye and mouth. It was real. I'm not making this up.
Man, you've been around. That's your first time singing through a banana.
Hi-oh. I had to put the mic in front of my eyes and mouth. I mean, the fact I didn't fall off the stage is a miracle.
Wow.
All right. And on that note,
hey now, boom. Happy birthday.
You want to come back tomorrow?
Every day.
And you can see why Brett's such a star. Just
I
the
need
way
to work some deal points
fans.
Out with Rich. Great. Hold on.
At Brett Michaels on Twitter, at Brett Michaels Official on Instagram. Happy birthday,
Thank
sir.
You very much. What a great day in my life.
Hopefully, first of many times, you'll be back here.
Absolutely.
All right.